Are you looking for new books to read? Do you like finding a new special author? Are you tired of the same old books from the same old authors? Well then, welcome to Discovered Wordsmiths, a podcast where you can hear from fantastic new authors. Join Stephen Schneider as he finds and talks to authors you may not know, but authors that have worked hard to write great new books. Hear about their book and why you should check it out. So sit back and listen to today's Discovered Wordsmith.
Welcome to another episode of Discovered Wordsmiths. It's great to have you along. We're approaching episode 50, and I've got some special things planned for that. But before we get there, today's author is Doug Lawrence. He has a nonfiction book about mentoring. Doug comes from being a mounted Canadian police, and in his retirement, he has been doing mentoring for various groups and teaching people how to mentor. So this book is a great book to read if you're dealing with others, if you're working with others, trying to help them in some way, like a scout group, which I talk about. It's a great book, great talk. Check Doug out if that's something that you need in your life, and come back each week, find more authors, more books, find new things to read. Here's Doug. Welcome to the podcast, Discovered Wordsmiths. And today I've got Doug Lawrence. Welcome to the podcast, Doug.
Yes, good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
I always like to get to know the authors a little bit. And I know we're having some tough times right now. But tell us a little bit about yourself outside of your writing life.
So Saskatchewan farm boy, retired Royal Canadian Mounted Police officer, started my own company, Talon C, focused on mentoring in the fall of 2009, and have been working full-time as a mentor since that time period, and decided to write a book at one stage in my life.
Nice. What's it like being a mentor like that?
I work with people from all different walks of life. I work with a lot of my stuff lately has been mentoring in the mental health space. So I work with, I'm part of the American Corporate Partners program in the United States, helping service people transition from service life to civilian life. And a lot of them are dealing with post-traumatic stress. And so I'm doing that. I'm doing lots of stuff in the leadership space, helping leaders, enhance their skill sets in order to become stronger and better leaders in their organization. So work with entrepreneurs. I'm part of the Sir Richard Branson entrepreneur program in the Caribbean, where we mentor young entrepreneurs who are starting their business out under the Branson sort of banner, I guess, is the best way to describe it.
That's pretty cool. So you get to go down to the Caribbean a little bit?
No such luck. Everything is virtual.
Okay. So you mentioned a couple hobbies. Do you consider writing a hobby, or do you consider yourself a full-time writer?
No, it would definitely be a hobby. I'm not full-time by any stretch. In fact, that's probably one of my challenges, is to find the time to be able to focus on my writing. It's what I find is challenging at times is when I'm in the zone and things are going well, the words just come to me and they go right on the paper. When I'm not in the zone, I'm fighting it every single step of the way.
Yeah, I understand that. I think a lot of authors have that issue, and it's getting into that flow state that everyone aspires to.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you finally decided to write, what made you go, I'm writing now? You were thinking about it. What made you say, I want to write now?
I actually had three of my mentors that sort of gave me the kick in the backside to sort of say, you need to get out there and you need to write this book. And, you know, they were the ones that pushed. And I ended up, I used the services of a ghostwriter to help me get started. And we were able to, I'd written a ton of blog articles and had them on my website. And we actually scraped some of those off the website and used them as content. And then I built stuff around it. So it was actually the three people who, like I said, who were mentors for me that actually were the push I needed to write the book.
Nice. Okay. So tell us about that book. Tell us what it's called and what it's about.
So The Gift of Mentoring is a book that, so when I was being, we'll call it guided to write my book, a large part of what we found when we were starting to gather the content and doing some research and stuff and what things do we need to cover and what things do we not need to cover, what I found was that there were lots of mentoring books from an academic perspective, but none from the practical application. So none that spoke to, you know, if this happens in a mentoring conversation, then you may want to consider doing this, this, or this. And what it basically was for me was my taking my lived experience as a mentor and providing that as, you know, here's how you can practically apply mentoring process and concepts and do it in a fashion. That wasn't out there. There were mostly books that were all academically focused. So, you know, these are the processes, these are the concepts, you know, this is why mentoring, why you do mentoring and stuff like that, but none about the how to actually do it.
So what's some advice or what's a good tip or something you have in your book?
Obviously there's a number of tips that are in the book, but one that sort of stands out is that we as mentors need to focus on our ability to be able to develop trust. So you need to have a trusted relationship. And so as a mentor, you want to be able to, you know, to be able to develop that in a relatively short period of time so that you can bring value to the mentoring relationship. Now, here's the challenge that a lot of people face is that in order to build that trusted relationship, it may mean that I sometimes have to share something very personal about who I am as a person. So it could be something as, you know, like, you know, my growing up, I had to deal with alcoholism in my family. And as a result of that, I have some lived experience in that particular area that I can share with somebody else and help them to be able to move forward. So the big thing is you need to build trust. But you also need to, you know, sort of be humble and have some degree of humility that you can actually share something personal.
And that's very important, building that trust. I haven't been a mentor per se. I've been a scout leader, and you've got kind of the same thing working with the boys. Because when you're, you know, middle-aged and you've got 15-year-old boys, you've got to get some of that trust up there. So it's a skill that could be very useful in many different situations. And do you include some of these stories of yourself personally in the book as examples for people to help build that trust?
Yeah, I believe there's 5 or 6 case studies / stories that are in there that are in the book. And the feedback I've had from anyone who's read the book is that, you know, in some cases they could actually see themselves in that story. So that's part of what, you know, what I was hoping to accomplish was for people to pick the book up and go, yeah, this is me. I've actually had people tell me that have gone and read the book that it was like they were sitting on a park bench with me and I was reading the story to them because they could actually, yes, that's something Doug would say and this would be his tone of voice. And so for me, that was kind of the, you know, that was the, if you needed a pat on the back, that was the one I was looking for.
Nice. And I know your voice is something all authors work on. So having that camaraderie, that, you know, very friendly feeling voice in the book, in a especially a nonfiction book like this, can be important. But I think a lot of nonfiction authors find it difficult. It gets very dry and businesslike. And I would guess in a book like this with mentoring, it really needs that friendlier tone rather than the dry business. Here's the facts.
Exactly. Yeah. You want to be able to, if there's one thing that I take away from all the stuff I do, and that is the aspect of, I love to tell stories. And, you know, to tell stories, you need to inject your passion. You need to inject, you know, your the fact that you actually care about people, those that you're mentoring and working with. And so you need to be able to do all of those things and have that come out in when they pick the book up. It just needs to, you need to feel that when you're reading the book. And that's what I'm being told, is that that's the experience. Anyone who goes through and reads the book, that's the experience that they get from going through it.
Nice. And I figure that's exactly what you need for that book. It probably would do less well being more dry.
Yeah, I would agree that. Well, and it would be very difficult, because part of the reason for writing the book was to get the word out. So we talk about the gift of mentoring. And so I wanted to be able to, my philosophy is, if even one person reads the book, that's one more than read it yesterday. And that's one more person who will understand the mentoring processes, and that they too will then be able to provide a deeper, richer mentoring experience for the people that they're mentoring.
And would you consider like teachers as mentors also, that this book could benefit, or even a manager with employees? Would you consider, I mean, who all would you consider fits into that category?
You know, when I wrote the book, I wrote it so that it wasn't taking into account that this is going to appeal to this type of industry or this type of person. I wanted everybody to, you know, to obviously to be able to get their hands on the book and to be able to go through and read it, because it's written like it was me, and it is me, I guess, but, you know, it was written in that context, was that the book is there for everybody. Everybody will take away something from the book, no matter what organization they work in, no matter what position they hold in the organization, no matter what they, you know, their family upbringing and all of that. You will take something home from this book, no matter what.
Nice. And you talked about people giving you some feedback. Are there any stories people have shared with you? What's some of the other things people are telling you after reading the book?
You know, the biggest story that I get from the majority of the people is the park bench story. Is, you know, it's like having you sitting there right beside us reading the book to us, because we can hear your voice. We can, you know, we can hear the passion that you have for mentoring and for helping others be the best that they can be. We can hear all of that as we're going through and reading the book. And that's probably the biggest story. I think I've had a couple that have said that, you know, reading the book changed my life. I went out and found myself a mentor, because I understood what mentoring was about and why it actually is a gift. And so I went out and found myself a mentor, and, you know, was able to, you know, go through a life-changing process, which mentoring can actually do. So, you know, and it's even more important today, where, you know, we have the silent pandemic, as I choose to call it, which is the whole mental health story, is here's a place where mentoring can play a part as well.
I agree. The whole mental health issue, that's been something personal for me because of some past experiences. And I think there's a big issue, especially in our country, with mental health, and definitely having a mentor that you can rely on, talk to, and someone that'll point you into the mirror and say, hey, take a look at yourself. I think that's, isn't that kind of what Alcoholics Anonymous is kind of really based on? People mentoring each other, knowing what you're going through.
Yeah, because you actually, I can't remember the exact term, but it's like you have a buddy that you can call, you know, at any given time for, you know, help because you may feel that you have, something's changed, a trigger has taken place, and you know you're going to reach to grab the bottle and have a drink, and so you call your buddy who you know kind of talks you off the ledge and gets you back to you know to some sort of normalcy of some sort. But yeah, it's kind of much the same sort of thing.
It sounds like this book isn't just targeted to people who want to be a mentor, but maybe also people that could use mentoring or to understand what mentoring can do. It's kind of a little bit of both of those. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And the idea was when we wrote The Gift of Mentoring, or when I wrote The Gift of Mentoring, it was not to sort of pigeonhole the book into one particular area. I wanted to make sure that it was a lot broader in scope and that it addressed a number of different aspects. So, you know, kind of like what I've been saying is that the book was intended not to be industry specific, not to be person specific, but, and not to be, you know, your upbringing was this, and so, you know, mentoring's not going to help you. It was written with the intent that the book was for everybody and that everybody would take something away from it, no matter where they were in their life and no matter what they were doing.
Nice. And did you independently publish this, or did you get a publisher?
No, it was self-published. Yeah, it was self-published. That by itself is a journey as well. When you self-publish, there's so many little things you need to learn. And, you know, ideally it would be better time-wise, I think my time would be better invested to hand off to a publisher and say, okay, just tell me when to show up, so to speak, and be able to deal with it that way.
Got it. So I got to ask, going through the self-publishing process, the writing process the first time, did you have a mentor to help you with all of that?
I had mentors that helped with the editing process, who were good enough to sort of step to the plate and help with that. I had one of my mentors who had just gone through the process themselves. And so they had, you know, all the stumbling blocks that I may encounter, they actually had captured those already and said, so you need to think about this. They were the ones that suggested a ghostwriter. And I went, what the heck's that? And we ended up, you know, I used the services of a ghostwriter to just more so to help kind of package things up a little bit better. And the ghostwriter knew the process, how to go through self-publishing. So they knew all the steps and, you know, how you had to design a cover for the book. And, you know, there was a whole bunch of things that I would never have known anything about. So, short answer would be I did have a mentor that helped guide me through that process for sure.
So you basically put your own process to work, use your own sayings to do what you needed to do. That's great.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, so do you have any plans for a follow-up book, something to go with it, or maybe something completely different?
It is, yes. The answer to that is yes. I'm actually probably about 60% through the research and content development. So the next book is going to be... just haven't really settled on the title and stuff yet, and it's probably a little early for that, but the book will be based on mentoring and mental health. So I'm going
to see that one.
Yeah, it's very timely. There's so much stuff going on in the world today that, you know, mental health is playing a piece to that. I've been asked once again to, you need to write this book, Doug. You got to get it out. So I need to, you know, to be able to pull all that stuff together, and it's going to be kind of follow much the same style or format where I'll be sharing lots of lived experiences. I've actually interviewed some people that I'm going to include that interview in the book as a way of them telling their story. And then I'll link back into that to be able to say, now, you know, if you were the mental health mentor, how would you deal with this particular situation? And let me share some of my lived experience with you on how I might think is the best way to deal with that.
Nice. I'd look forward to talking to you after that one too. That'd be great. So let me ask you, Doug, do you have any favorite authors or any favorite books?
I do. Actually, one of my favorite, most favorite authors, and there's lots of them, but it's Ken Blanchard. and he writes a series of books. It's Well Done, Gung Ho, Raving Fans, and Servant Leadership are the ones that actually come to mind. And here's the thing. He is so much, well, he's a lot better at writing than I am, but what he does is he tells a story in every one of his books. And that's what I absolutely love to do, is take my story, or take my book and turn it into a storybook where I'm sharing lived experiences and all sorts of things. Because I know when I pick up a Blanchard book, I don't put it down. I have to read it, you know, cover to cover, and sometimes twice.
Nice. I'll put a link to that also, along with your book. Do you have any, where you live, and I know lockdown changed all this, but do you have a favorite bookstore that you like to go to in your area?
You know, most of the stuff I get, I do online, kind of like a lot of people do. We have I believe it's Indigo, is the bookstore, the big one here in the city. And I've gone kind of browsing in there a few times pre-COVID. Don't do a lot of browsing nowadays, but the big thing is I usually know what I'm looking for, so sometimes it's just as easy to shop online and get it, and you know, other than waiting for it to be delivered. But that would be Indigo here in the city would be the only place I think that I could probably that I would go shopping for a book.
Okay, all right. Well, Doug, tell us one more time the name of your book and where we can get it.
Okay, the book is The Gift of Mentoring, and the book is available through Amazon. So you can go to the Amazon site, and if you type in The Gift of Mentoring and do a search, you'll find the book there. So I believe it's Amazon.ca, and I believe it's still on the Amazon.com site. There is a Kindle version that you can also, you can get the Kindle version, and that I'm trying to think, but it might even be free.
Okay. It's been great talking to you about your book. I look forward to going and reading it. It sounds like you're doing a wonderful thing in the world.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. It is truly very rewarding. So I do encourage others who, you know, want to help other people to consider becoming a mentor.
Thank you for listening to Discovered Wordsmiths. Come back next week and listen to another author discuss the road they've traveled, and maybe, sometime in the near future, it might be you.